Well, it's official. We got our asses handed to us tonight. Republicans, we lost in New York City. We lost in New Jersey. We lost in Virginia. Democrats swept all three. In the case of New York City, it was actually a Democratic Socialist that won by a pretty decisive margin. What's the lesson for us? I think there's at least two lessons we're going to have to take away from tonight. And we're going to. I'm going to make sure we do. The first is we have to lead the way in offering answers on the affordability challenge that so many Americans are facing. I hear it in my home state. We have to bring down costs, bring down those electricity bills by producing more energy, bring down the cost of housing by building more homes, and by the way, also bringing down property taxes, bring down grocery prices, bring down healthcare costs. Ultimately, the way you fight inflation is stop printing and spending so much money at every level, federal government all the way to state and local. We're spending too much money as a government that drives inflation. That's number one. And lesson number two is that we don't want to practice identity politics. That's not us. It's not the way as Republicans. It's not the right way as conservatives. Leave that to the woke left. Race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, national origin. That's the stuff of the woke left. Don't imitate them. Focus on merit. That's who we are. Focus on actual tangible policy solutions that lift people up rather than the rabbit holes that some in the online fringes may fall into in focusing on genetic identity like the woke left. Don't do it. It's a trap. And the more we fall into it, the more we're going to actually continue to see results like tonight. On the flip side, on the positive side, if we offer solutions on affordability, if we leave the identity politics nonsense to the woke left instead of imitating them, we're going to be just fine. And I'm still confident we're going to do great things in Ohio and across the country in 2026. I'm looking forward to it. And every once in a while, it helps to be able to light a little fire under our feet to learn our lessons.
Vivek Ramaswamy is in campaign mode. And what he's basically being right now is he's being a chameleon. He's being a chameleon. He, in my opinion, this is one of the reasons probably why he did not make it into Trump's cabinet, despite the fact that he was campaigning and he was doing everything on the thing. At the end of the day, he went ahead and went on and said, hey, I'm going to run for governor of Ohio. But Vivek Ramaswamy is basically doing the exact same thing that Democrats is doing. And he's basically being a rhino. He's a Republican in name only. And all of a sudden, he comes out of the blue and say, hey, we need to stop focusing on the identity politics and we need to make things more affordable. Get the fuck out of here, bro. And this is why I have to be objective. This is why I got to be objective, because I can't sit here and let these people gaslight me. On both sides, I'm going to call it out. And I believe that Vivek, although he may be a really good businessman, and he is a really good communicator as far as his ability to illustrate his thoughts, but this is all fake. This is all cap. This is all cap. This is weak. This is fake. And it's, oh my God, we got our asses kicked. What is the lesson? We got to make things more affordable, and we can't participate in identity politics. Get the fuck out of here, bro. And this is my first time hearing this. This is my first time hearing this. I'm not going for it, bro. I'm just not going for it. Nobody on the right is playing identity politics. As a matter of fact, that's the thing that we stand against the most. That's the whole reason why we got away from diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we said that we needed to do it based off of merit. That's the whole reason why we got rid of it. So to try to play into it so that you can get some constituents, honestly, it comes off as not genuine, not authentic, and it sounds fake. We don't need to build more houses to accommodate the to make things more affordable. We need to make Jesus, Lord have mercy. This is insane, bro. This, honestly, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. There's no shortage of houses that's available. We talk about interest. There's so many ways that you can skin this cat. But, you know, he wanted to drop a 2-minute video so that he keep his name in the mix so that he can ultimately try to become governor of Ohio. And do I think that he would be a decent governor? Yes, I think that he would be a decent governor. But this is fake. This is all fake. Nobody cares about your identity on the right. Nobody cares about any of that type of stuff. Now, if he's trying to act like identity when it comes to illegal migration into the country, then he's wrong. He's absolutely wrong. And I'm not feeling it, bro. I'm not feeling it. We need to make sure that we bring down the cost of rent. What the fuck is you talking about? We capitalists. You can't control how much somebody charged for their property. What are you talking about? People are always going to switch up, especially when they start to suffer financially. They're going to look and grasp for straws. When did we start giving in to the woke mob just because they won over in New York? New York has always been blue. That ain't nothing new. The whole state of New York has always been blue. Now we switching up, and this is why y'all got to be careful, bro. This is why y'all got to be careful. Now we switching up. Now we switching up. Facts. Keep property taxes and interest rates stable. You are absolutely right, Chris Evans. 100%. You can't tell people that they got to lower the cost of living in a major city like New York. When has New York not been expensive? When has Miami not been expensive? When has Los Angeles not been expensive? In my lifetime, I've always expected for people in Manhattan to pay the most money. In my lifetime, I've always expected for people in Los Angeles to pay the most money. In my lifetime, I've always expected people in Miami to pay the most money. When has it not been expensive? We've been telling y'all that New York has been a trash hole since the beginning of life. So now you want to punish business owners for the sake of the woke mob. Now we punishing business owners for the sake of the woke mob. Ramaswamy has his finger on the pulse and y'all will continue to lose in the midterm. Cool. I don't give a fuck. All right, listen, this is what y'all don't understand. You saying y'all. Ramaswamy is a fucking billionaire. I'm a millionaire. Ain't no y'all losing, nigga. We win either way. Don't you realize that when this happens, the only people that suffer, we care about you niggas. The only people that suffer is the middle class and the poor people. We don't lose. I need you to understand something. See, I'm going to tell you the real. I'm not going to sit here and play no games with you and try to act like, oh, man, we lose. Nigga, we win either way. I win if a Democrat is in office. I win if a Republican is in office. It doesn't matter. I understand the language of money, and I understand where the market is going. So I'm going to be rich no matter what. We trying to save you from yourself because we actually care about America. When I'm having this conversation, as an American that care because I loved what New York used to represent. This ain't got nothing to do with y'all lose. You lose. I don't lose. I win. I win if you win. I win if you lose. I win more if you lose. What are you talking about? We don't lose. This nigga's a billionaire. His kids will never be able to kick it with your kids. They never gonna be in the same room as your kids. He gonna always have security. So when we having this conversation about affordability and all of this shit, we trying to fix America because we love America and we want it to be better for the future generation. I'm set for the rest of my life. He's set for the rest of his life. What you think he running for governor so he can make some more money? What are you doing? What are you thinking? Trump was a billionaire way before he ever ran for office. You think that he actually needed some more money? You think Trump needed some more money? Think about this shit before y'all start having this conversation. What do you mean, let his video continue? This is the end of the video. It's a 2 minute and 5 and 7 second video. I'm at 2 minutes and 5 seconds. That's the end of the video. That's all he said. That's all he said. You know what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen in New York City. Well, I'll get to that. Some people actually care about this fucked up country. Some people actually want things to be better because they remember a time when it was better than it is now. Some people actually want to grow. What you think? I can't charge more money in my rental properties and make way more money? I am one of the people that actually lower the cost of living and build houses and build all of this shit and teach other people how to get money. I don't benefit from that. I'm just blessed because I'm doing the right thing because that's what's on my heart. Some people want this place to win. We don't need no job. I don't need no fucking job. I don't need no political office. Most of the time you lose money by actually running for office if you are a person that understands money and is winning on a higher level. Let's play it again. Let's play it one more time. Maybe I'm off.
Well, it's official. We got our asses handed to us tonight. Republicans, we lost in New York City. We lost in New Jersey. We lost in Virginia. Democrats swept all three. In the case of New York City, it was actually a Democratic Socialist that won by a pretty decisive margin. What's the lesson for us? I think there's at least two lessons we're going to have to take away from tonight. And we're going to. I'm going to make sure we do. The first is we have to lead the way in offering answers on the affordability challenge that so many Americans are facing. I hear it in my home state. We have to bring down costs, bring down those electricity bills by producing more energy, bring down the cost of housing by building more homes, and by the way, also bringing down property taxes, bring down grocery prices, bring down healthcare costs. Ultimately, the way you fight inflation is stop printing and spending so much money at every level, federal government all the way to state and local. We're spending too much money as a government that drives inflation. That's number one.
And what he should just actually tell y'all is truth, because a lot of this is mixed in. Some of it is truth, and then some of it is just pandering, right? Yes, you need to lower property taxes. Yes, we need to stop spending so much money as a government. But what he's not telling you is that the way that you not spend so much money as a government is by making the government smaller and getting rid of the niggas that work for the government that don't need to be there. It's to run it like a company instead of running it like it's been ran right now. So the pandering part is he knows that y'all not going to pay attention to the real reason that you got. Why am I explaining myself? He knows y'all not going to pay attention to the real reason why we spending so much money as a government, because it's too many people on social services, because it's too many people that work for the government that don't need to be there that's doing stuff. We got too many restrictions, and that's the reason why you'll never be able to lower property taxes, because they own the nipple. They're on the government nipple. People refuse to ever get off the nipple because we spend too much in social services, because we taxing people and keep giving it to people that don't need anything, and it makes the government bloated. Because we're spending too much money to have more government to do more for people that don't care about themselves and is keeping themselves on the nipple. That's the part that they're not going to tell you, that you're going to have to do your part to eliminate all of this nonsense by taking care of your business and getting a regular fucking job and getting off the nipple. To ignore the reason why Mom Donnie got elected is crazy. Let me ask y'all a question. And I'm going to use this as leapfrogging into the next conversation. How many of y'all in New York actually believe that you're going to have a lower cost of living? It's a simple question. How many people in New York actually believe that they're going to have a lower cost of living? Somebody said you can't run a government like a company. That's exactly why we're in this position. No, because if we ran the government like a company, then we wouldn't be in the deficit. That's not why we're in the position. The reason why we have a multi-trillion dollar deficit is because we're not running it like a company. We don't run it lean. We have too many employees and it's bloated. And what they do is they can just go and take more money from people or go continue to borrow. If we ran it like a company that was accountable to its shareholders, it would be ran more efficiently and we would be more profitable as the United States of America. That's what other company you know can have multi-trillion dollars in debt? What other? We have to. What are you talking about? Jesus Christ. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? You have to. You have to run the government lean. You can't subsidize jobs by continuing to tax people. The reason why New York is the way that it is because they're over. Bro, 1% of the population pays more than 50% of the taxes. So what, you just going to tax more? At what point does it become too much and niggas just start to leave? No, successful companies don't operate via debt. That's how I know you niggas don't know what you're talking about. Join the bag chasers and maybe you'll understand something. Different companies use debt for different reasons. Some companies that we don't invest in, like hospitality, is over leveraged, and that is one of the reasons why they're suffering and why you shouldn't invest in a stock. Other companies leverage debt differently because it costs them less to borrow than it would be to bring in their profits from overseas, and so they leverage their assets to get a lower interest rate. So it costs them less to borrow the money than it would be to bring it over here and get overtaxed. That's why we don't have more money circulating inside of the United States of America. If you had one of the reasons why Trump in his first term, why he lowered taxes to have people bring money from overseas here into the United States of America, is to prevent companies from leveraging the fact that they can borrow without having to pay any money on it. And it would actually generate more revenue for the United States of America. It's cheaper for them to borrow at a low interest rate because the banks know that they're good for it, rather than them bringing that money here to the United States of America. I know who ain't a chaser and who is.